بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This is the class number 16 on the subject of the three fundamental principles, and this is on the night of the first day of the fourth month, known as Rabi' al-Akhir, of the year 1426 after the Hijrah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Still, the author rahimahullah is giving some examples concerning worships, and he said from the worships is al-inaba. Yes, correction, this is class 17. Correction, class 17. And from the worship is al-inaba. And the evidence, what is the meaning of inaba? What is the meaning of inaba? Inaba means turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and obedience. Some of the scholars said it carries a higher degree than repentance, because repentance is abandonment, regret, determination not to return. As far as inaba is concerned, it comprises these three meanings, and there is an additional meaning to it, and it means fleeing for refuge, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing acts of worship. So when the person abandons the sin and is determined not to return and regrets what took place before, so if the person abandons the sin and is determined not to return to do that sin, so let me repeat. So when the person abandons the sin and determines not to return to do that sin again, and regrets what had occurred, and continues on his worships, then it is said that this person is ta'ib, meaning one who repented. However, if after his repentance a renewal in fleeing for refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occurs, then in this case the person is called munib, one who turns to Allah and acts the obediences and keeps away from the disobedience. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned that al-inaba is of two types. Mentioned that al-inaba is of two types, meaning turning to Allah is of two types. First, turning to Allah's Lordship, to His Rububiyya. Turning to Allah's Lordship, meaning to His Rububiyya. And this is common to all creatures. This is the turning of all creation common to the mushrik, to the believer, to the mushrik, and to the believer. Again, this is the general inaba to Allah's lordship, and it's common to the mushrik as well as to the kafir, to the righteous and to the wicked. I will repeat, this inaba, this turning, the first type is turning to Allah's lordship, to Him being the Lord, the creator, sustainer, provider. And this is common to the creatures, and this is common including the one who is a mushrik and the one who is a believer, also including the righteous and the wicked. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum chapter 30 verse 33, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. And when harm touches men, they cry sincerely to their Lord, turning to Him in repentance. But when He gives them a taste of His mercy, behold, a party of them associate partners in worship with their Lord. So, this is general regarding everyone who cries to his Lord if afflicted by a certain calamity as it is witnessed. Of course, this type of inaba, this type of turning to Allah, does not necessitate Islam. Rather, it comprises shirk and kufr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, verses 33, this one which we just mentioned, and 33, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ, we just read, which means, and when harm touches men, they cry sincerely only to their Lord, turning to Him in repentance. But when He gives them a taste of His mercy, behold, a party of them associate partners in worship with His Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what means? ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. But when He gives them a taste of His mercy, behold, a party of them associate partners in worship with their Lord, so as to be ungrateful for the graces which we gave, which we have bestowed on them. Then enjoy your short life, but you will come to know. And this is a threat. The second type of inaba, of turning to Allah, is turning to His divinity, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His Godship, to His Uluhiyya, to His Uluhiyya. And this is the turning away of those who love Allah. They turn to Him with submissiveness and love. And this type of inaba comprises four matters: love, submission, turning to Him, and turning away from other than Him. So the one who turns to Allah in repentance is the one who really hastens to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Him at all times. the one who hastens to do what is beloved to Allah. Because the term inaba, implicit in the term inaba, is the meaning of hastening and returning and moving forward. And this ayah, which the author cited from Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 54, as evidence that inaba is worship. قال الله تعالى, he said, and the evidence for the inaba that it is worship, the author said, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. So turn, O you people, in repentance and in obedience to your Lord, with true faith, and submit to Him. And Allah is saying, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and turn in repentance and obedience to your Lord. Then He said, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and submit to Him. This submission here is the legal Islam. The legal Islam, meaning submitting to His legal ways, to the laws. Submission, yielding to the legal laws, to the Sharia. And this is applicable upon those who are only obedient to Allah. So the one who is obedient is a Muslim, submitting legally to the rulings. As to the universal Islam, which pertains to Allah's creation and His will, this is not particular to the obedience. This is not particular to the obedient ones, because the evidence is clear in Surah Al-Imran, in chapter 3, verse 83, قال الله تعالى, وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. To Him submitted all creatures in heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to Him shall they all be returned. So from amongst them, there are those who will submit willingly. And from them, there will be those who will submit while kareh, unwillingly, disliking it. The meaning of this verse is that all that is in the heavens and in the earth are under the universal decree of Allah, submitting to the universal decree of Allah. From that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains upon them, from calamities, from poverties, from provisions, whether they willed or not. This is the universal Islam, this is the universal decree. As to the legal Islam, or to the legal decree, it pertains to the one who is praised for his compliance. And it is from the types of worship. Now, the author went to speak about another type of worship, with the evidence. And this is appealing for aid and assistance. It is called al-isti'ana, seeking aid and assistance. This is known as al-isti'ana. And the evidence for this is in Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, you alone we worship, and to you alone we appeal for help, for aid. And the evidence from the Sunnah is in the Hadith. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. The Hadith, the great Hadith of admonition to Ibn Abbas when he was a young boy. The Prophet ﷺ told him, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you seek help, then seek the help of Allah. And this hadith is reported by Tirmidhi, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah declared it as sahih, as authentic. So al-isti'ana means seeking or appealing for aid and help. And it has several forms. All types. The first one is al-isti'anatu billah, seeking the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comprises complete humbleness and submission from the slave to his Lord, with sure trust, with certain trust and dependence upon him. So this cannot be except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comprises now three matters. Al-khudu' wa tadallul, humbleness and submissiveness to Allah. The second, having trust in him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thirdly, depending upon him. And therefore this cannot be except for Allah. And anyone who seeks aid and help from other than Allah, putting these three meanings manifesting these three meanings to other than Allah, then he ascribes partners with Allah in worship. The slave is incapable from being independent concerning the acquiring of his needs and repelling harm, and no one can be to his help concerning these benefits in this life, in his religion, in his deen, and in his dunya, and in his worldly affairs, except Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the manifestation of the meaning La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no change of the status of a person from one state to another, and he can have no power on this change except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great statement, and it is one of the treasures of paradise. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the slave needs the help from Allah to execute the commands and to keep away from the prohibitions and to be patient regarding the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is concerning this life. Similarly, at the time of death, similarly at the time of death and after death, from what occurs in the life of the barzakh, the burial life between this one and the next one, and also on the day of resurrection. And no one can give help in all of these cases, in all of these situations, except Allah Azza wa Jal. The second type of isti'ana is seeking that from the created beings, a person from the creation, in something which this person is able to do, able to offer. And this means you ask him for something that will be of a help to you, however, with the condition that he is able to deliver. And therefore, when this help is regarding some righteous matters, then it is permissible. And the helper is rewarded, because this is ihsan, this is from goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 2, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate and help one another on that which is righteousness and piety. Righteous and pious. And if the help is concerning some sins and disobedience, then it is forbidden. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the same verse, in chapter 5, verse 2, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and don't assist one another in abandoning what Allah has commanded and upon transgressing the limits laid down in the deen. The third type of isti'ana is seeking help from any deceased person or any alive person who is any alive person concerning a hidden matter none of them is able to offer, then this is shirk. Because seeking the help of the dead, of the deceased, or someone alive concerning a matter which is hidden, unseen, which they cannot therefore reach and attain, this indicates that if the person seeks them for this, then he believes that these people may have some kind of running of the affairs in the universe besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is shirk. The fourth type is al-isti'ana by certain actions and conditions which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are legally beloved. Then this is permissible, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 153, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Oh, you believe, seek help and seek assistance in patience and الصلاة, through patience and prayer. Verily Allah is with the صابرين, the patient ones. This is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth type is seeking the help of a person from the creation who is alive and present. However, he is incapable of assisting you, of giving assistance. Then this is considered to be useless and futile. Seeking the help of a weak person, for example, asking him to do certain things which require strength, this is kind of futile and useless. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we do worship, and you alone we seek for help. Two great matters were mentioned in this verse. All of them center upon the meaning of submissiveness to Allah. The first is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone do we worship. And this is disassociation from shirk. Then comes وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, this is declaring oneself helpless if the person does not turn to Allah for help to carry on the worship. Then he will jeopardize the worship and will not manifest it properly, not to mention the danger of neglecting it. So the meaning is, we worship none except you, and we seek help only from you. يقول الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى, introducing the worship in the verse before the help is of the type known as introducing the general over the particular, and this is to give it importance, and thus therefore the right of Allah comes first above the right of the slave. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone do we worship. And then Allah mentioned the isti'ana, seeking help after the worship. Seeking the help after the worship, although it's included in it. Why? Because the slave needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning all of his worship. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandons him and does not give him help, then he will not be able to attain the worship. And the hadith, in the hadith, the great hadith of Ibn Abbas, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ, when the Prophet ﷺ told him, if you seek help, then seek the help of Allah. This is a great hadith, the beginning of which is, the meaning is, the hadith is, احْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظُ, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك, meaning observe and abide by the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his commands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve you wherever you go. And وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, and if you ask then ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and if you seek help then seek help from Allah. So it means that you should limit your help seeking it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because anyone who seeks this help from other than Allah in that which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable to give, except that he is a mushrik. This brings the end of the discussion on the al-ibana and al-isti'ana. Al-ibana, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and in obedience and keeping away from disobedience, and al-isti'ana, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from those who manifest the worship in the way that pleases him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.